Patton Oswalt, there was no Russian collusion. America elected an openly racist, sexual predator, all by ourselves. By Justin Caruso on March 23, 2019. Actor-comedian Patton Oswalt compared Russian collusion to conspiracy theories about September 11, 2001 terror attacks and JFK's assassination and said millions of Americans elected a racist in President Donald Trump without help from the Kremlin. Maybe Russian collusion is this generation's second gunman or controlled demolition. We need there to be a master lattice behind all of this chaos. Even if the lattice is diabolical. Diabolical still implies logic even if the logic is malignant, Patton Oswalt said. But the scarier thing is facing the fact that America elected an openly racist, failed grifter, sexual predator to the highest office in the land, all by ourselves, he continued. There was no one guiding us, no plot to destroy us. We did it. To ourselves. But that also means we can fix this, all by ourselves, Oswalt said. We've been way closer to the brink than this before, Jackson, Buchanan, Nixon. We've pulled back from way more hopeless pits. But the pulling back always came after facing what we were. We'll see. Sorry this wasn't funnier, he concluded simply. Indeed, many in the establishment media and Hollywood were left bewildered Friday after news broke that special counsel Robert Mueller had wrapped up his investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 election without recommending any new indictments. Many of Hollywood's biggest stars fantasized about Mueller indicting President Trump and his family members. Oswalt himself had been on the collusion train, accusing Trump of committing blatant treason against the United States following the president's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland in July 2018. You could end this today. At GOP, the 50-year-old said. You could caucus with the Dems and figure out a way to remove a president who's just committed blatant treason in full view. But you'll just be disappointed and move on, won't you? For good measure, the King of Queens actor also previously compared the Trump administration to diarrhea-covered monkeys on PCP.